This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a film airing on Frontline tonight on PBS that's going to resonate with a lot of people. It's about assisted living facilities, places that are often billed as alternatives to nursing homes. AC Thompson is the correspondent on the film. It's called Life and Death in Assisted Living. It's a collaboration between Frontline and ProPublica. AC, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
I wonder if maybe what we ought to do first is define terms here. This is assisted living, not nursing homes, right? What's the difference?
Exactly. Nobody knows the difference. People get confused about this all the time. Assisted living is a niche of senior housing that's between your own home and a nursing home. And the definitions vary from state to state. But basically what you're going to get is an apartment, some services, some food, and help with your medications, help to make sure that if you have dementia, hopefully you don't wander off, that sort of thing.
The quote in this piece that stood out to me is, assisted living is the rock America doesn't want to look under. That's a little scary and depressing all at once.
Right. This is kind of a black box world in many ways. People don't know what's going on in these facilities. They don't know what kind of laws or lack thereof are governing them. And I'll give you an example. I live in California. We have 7,500, 7,600 of these facilities in California.
Now, I'm sorry, say that again. 7,500 just in the state of California.
Exactly. It's a lot. Yeah. And if I wanted to find one for myself, hopefully I wouldn't, or for a family member, there is no information available online from the state about these facilities. I would have to go to a state office and look at a bunch of paper files after I made an appointment.
The mere size of that market, 7,500 just in the state of California, and yes, we have a lot of people, but it does suggest this is big, big business.
Exactly. You see, what started off as basically a reform movement, there were people who said, nursing homes are a drag, they're institutional, they're like hospitals, let's set up places that feel like home. That was a great idea. But over the last 20 years, what you've seen is that idea morph into a big business. And there have been problems as that's happened. You see these companies like Emeritus and the other big players, they have a very, very heavy emphasis on sales.
Emeritus, that's the company you focus on in this film. Tell me why you spent the time with this one firm.
So they have a market capitalization of more than $1 billion. They did $1.6 billion in revenue last year, approximately. And they have control over about 500 facilities spread across 45 states. The problems that they had in a lot of ways were reflective of the broader industry. So we saw problems with not training their workers properly, with not hiring enough workers and staffing the facilities properly, with neglecting residents. So that's part of why we focused on them. But also in particular, what we drilled down on was a real heavy emphasis on filling the buildings, making deals with prospective customers, and tracking every financial metric. Meanwhile, the company's top nurse said in a court case in California, I don't have any way to track whether the workers we employ have their legally required training. And it was that sort of binary there, really good data on the finances, not really good data on things like worker training, that stood out to us.
The cost to the families, obviously, when something goes wrong in one of these facilities can be extreme. I mean, you know, you start and you end this piece with people who died in Emeritus facilities. What is the prognosis, if you will? What's the outlook for regulation and for keeping a closer eye on some of these companies in the homes?
You know, I will tell you the truth is that I don't think people are paying a lot of attention to older folks in general. And what you've seen is sort of a stasis when it comes to adjusting laws over the last 15 years to keep up with where the industry is going. There has not been a lot of action on that. The laws have been tinkered with, but they haven't been majorly overhauled in a lot of places. And I don't know if that's coming, honestly. I think really one thing that is going to have to happen is that consumers and the public are going to have to be really diligent and really investigative. They need to act like investigative reporters, frankly, to make sure that bad things do not occur.
And also it's mom and dad, right?
And also it's mom and dad, exactly. There's no good Yelp for
this. There's no good Yelp.
You know?
That's no. that's right. The latest film from Frontline is called Life and Death in Assisted Living. It's a partnership with ProPublica. AC Thompson is the correspondent. Airs tonight on PBS. AC, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me on.